Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, March 28th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, 'What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation.'" The gospel today brings us to a turning point in the life of Jesus and in the hearts of those who witnessed him. It said many of the Jews had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done, and began to believe in him because of the rising of Lazarus. But some of them went to the Pharisees, so the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin. "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs," they say. "If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." The raising of Lazarus should have been the moment when everyone believed. A dead man walks out of a tomb. Grief turns to joy. The power of God is unmistakable. And yet, instead of surrendering in faith, the leaders gather in fear. This gospel reveals something deeply human. The same sign that leads some to belief leads others to resistance. Many believed, but some went to report him. The miracle itself was not the issue. The evidence was clear. What divided them was not what they saw, but what they were willing to lose. The leaders asked a revealing question. "What are we going to do?" Not, "Is this from God?" Or not, "Who is this man?" And not, "Should we believe?" Their concern is political, institutional, practical. If everyone follows him, the Romans will come. We will lose our place, our power, our security. And so fear begins to outweigh truth. This is the quiet tragedy of the human heart. We can recognize God's work and still resist it if we fear the cost. The leaders were not evil in the way we often imagine. They were responsible for the nation. They feared Roman retaliation. They wanted stability. Their reasoning sounded reasonable, but beneath their logic was a deeper attachment: control, influence, security, reputation. Fear often speaks in the language of prudence. "This isn't the right time," it says. "This will cause problems. What will people think? What might I lose?" And slowly, without realizing it, we begin to choose safety over truth. This is why the gospel is so searching. It is not only about the Sanhedrin. It is about us. Jesus does not only comfort, he disrupts. He challenges our carefully constructed identities, our attachments, our need for control, our fear of change. When Jesus asks for deeper trust, the heart can respond in two ways. Faith says, "If this is God, I will follow, even if it costs me." Fear says, "What will happen to me if I let him lead?" Lent brings this question close to home. Where is Jesus asking for trust? A forgiveness you are avoiding, a change you resist, a truth you know but delay, a surrender you fear. Often the obstacle is not doubt. It is fear of what obedience will require. The most sobering part of this passage is this. The leaders were religious. They prayed, they studied scripture, they believed they were protecting God's people. Yet they were preparing to oppose God himself. This is a warning for every sincere believer. It is possible to be religious and still resist the living God. When he acts outside our expectations, our plans, our control, the question is not, do I believe in God? The deeper question is, am I willing to follow him when he disrupts my security? The choice before Holy Week is that the gospel stands on the threshold. From this meeting of the Sanhedrin, the decision to put Jesus to death will unfold. The passage begins not with hatred, but with fear. Fear of losing power, fear of losing control, fear of losing security. But the gospel invites a different path. The path of trust. The path of surrender. The path that says, Lord, even if I follow you, costs me comfort, security, or control, I choose you. Because what we surrender to Christ is never truly lost. He takes our fragile securities and gives us something greater, peace that does not depend on circumstances, identity rooted in him, and a life that cannot be taken away. In prayer today, we sit quietly with this question. Where is fear shaping my response to Jesus? Do not judge the answer. Simply bring it to him. Then pray, Lord, I believe, help my fear. Give me the courage to trust you more than my need for control. Because faith does not mean the absence of fear. Faith means choosing Christ, even when fear is present. And when we choose him again and again, our hearts become free. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you come into our lives with power, mercy, and truth, yet our hearts are often divided. We believe in you, but we are afraid of what following you might cost. Where fear holds us back, give us courage. Where we cling to control, teach us surrender. Where we choose security over trust, lead us into deeper faith. Free us from the fear of losing our place, our comfort, or our plans. Help us to choose you above all things, trusting that nothing we give you is ever lost. As we draw near to Holy Week, give us the grace to walk with you faithfully, so that surrendering everything into your hands, we may share in the freedom and joy of your resurrection. Amen. If you found a blessing in these reflective words today, I invite you to return here each and every day as we break open the Word of God and apply it to our Lenten journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.